You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Today on Support for This Podcast.
The offer was an email, basically a thank you email. And I waited about a couple hours, didn't happen. I thought maybe it would be an automatic thing. And then I waited a couple days, didn't happen. And I thought, okay, not a big deal.
We speak to code proofer and reluctant philanthropist Chris Ross, a young man with a harrowing tale of what can happen when you never receive your Kickstarter reward, and highlights from his time at the likely uncredited Tampa Bay University.
It's a competitive place. Not a lot of people realize that, but it has a great stripping and architecture are our two biggest sort of exports.
Join us, won't you? I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca, and this is Support for This Podcast.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
Really appreciate it. Now, before we get started, I think this will be crucial for our audience. Can you just give us a quick overview of what Kickstarter.com is?
Right. So Kickstarter is basically a platform that allows people to ask people they know for money for projects that they want to make. Hmm. And you can pick from a variety of amount options. Hmm. And based on that amount, you get some sort of reward, some sort of prize.
Now, what was the name of the Kickstarter project that you donated to?
It was called The Five of Us. Hmm. It's a TV. It's a web series, I should say.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And what did you have any kind of personal connection to the project?
Yeah. So a friend from college, we've sort of stayed in touch, but not as much as we used to. I just got an email from him out of the blue about a year ago. And, you know, I always liked him. Mm. He was a good guy, and I think he's a really talented guy. Mm. So I said, hey, absolutely. You know, I like to patron the arts as much as I can.
Sure.
And this seemed like a good opportunity.
Wow. And now, are you involved in the arts at all?
No. I've thought about it. I have sort of occasional daydreams about it, but no, I'm really boring and corporate. Just desk, cubicle type of thing. Yeah.
What is it that you do?
Anytime companies are engaging in any kind of transaction, there's like a lot of code that is transferred back. This is really technical and jargon. I'm boring everyone.
No.
I know. But this is what I do. And I basically proofread the code. I'm a code proofreader.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Now, when your friend asked you, did you feel obligated to donate?
I felt sort of a friendship urge to help out. Mm. You know, I felt sort of guilty for having fallen out of touch with him in the first place. And I felt like, oh, maybe this was a good way to reconnect, you know.
Not to get too personal, but what dollar amount did you end up donating to the Kickstarter?
I think I donated $50. $50.
Wonderful.
Yeah, felt like a good
And
one.
did you get any kind of offer of a gift for that price point?
The offer was an email, basically a thank you email. I waited about a couple hours, didn't happen. I thought maybe it would be an automatic thing.
Sure.
It didn't happen. And then I waited a couple days. Mm. It didn't happen. And I thought, okay, not a big deal. But
so if you gave less than $50, you wouldn't even get a thank you email?
I think the $50 or less was a thank you email.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So
it'd be weird, because why would you do $50 if all you were going to get was a thank you? You might as well donate a $1 and then get a thank you email. But
sure. Well, you weren't doing it for the reward.
Right. I was doing it. Absolutely.
And yet, how long ago was this?
This was about a year ago, I believe.
And have you received a thank you email?
I have not. And, you know, as time went on, I was expecting to care about it less and less. The truth is I cared about it more and more. Mm. The absence of this thank you email really started to weigh on me. And I started, you know, I texted my friend. I was like, hey, how's it going? Mm. Just to see if he'd bring it up himself.
Yes.
He did not. One thing led to another. I ended up having sort of a face-to-face with him over lunch about not getting this thank you email. And he seemed genuinely perplexed that I cared so much. I mean, he first was like, oh, sorry, there must have been a mix-up. Maybe the system wasn't working. But I didn't accept that. Frankly, I wanted an apology, and
Absolutely.
He wasn't giving me one.
Now, up until that point, before you saw him face-to-face, had other things changed? Were you still liking posts of his on Instagram or retweeting tweets of his?
I used to, you know, he's a very funny guy, and I used to retweet him a lot. I started to do that less and less. I eventually muted him on Twitter, did not unfollow him, but I muted him so that he wouldn't show up in my timeline. And I felt like that was a big step. I unfollowed him on Facebook, but didn't unfriend him.
Sure.
Didn't want to take that drastic a step.
Do you feel like this person needed to do a Kickstarter for their project?
To be frank, he is of some means. His family is of some means. I was surprised that he felt the need to go this route. But I didn't question it. I felt like, you know, maybe he's trying to do it his own way. You know, he's a struggling artist. You know, he's not rich. So I thought, hey, but no, in retrospect, he could have gotten it from any number of people.
What did you eat and or drink when you got together face to face?
Oh, great question. I had a grilled cheese sandwich with tomato.
Were you at a diner?
We were at, sort of a gourmet diner.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you split the check?
We did. We did. And not only that, our meals were very different prices, but we split it 50-50. And I was like, oh, 50, the amount of money that I donated. I didn't say that at the time, but
wow.
That's what crossed my mind.
I can only imagine how tense that moment must have been.
It was pretty charged.
So why don't you let us know a little bit more about the project? And maybe even though you haven't gotten the thank you email, what you know of its success moving forward?
Yeah. The project was, like I said, called The Five of Us. It was my friend. Have I said his name yet?
No.
Jeff. My friend is named Jeff, and his four friends, who I don't know, I think he became friends with them since leaving college. And, you know, they're all either aspiring actors, aspiring writers, something very much in the arts. And it's about their friendship. Each episode is, you know, the different storylines of each friend and how they interact at the end of the episode, how those storylines sort of converge.
So not exactly reinventing the wheel.
No, but by no means. But you know, it's a good wheel, and if you can merely copy the wheel, it can be okay. So I thought
you need
hey,
at least four.
Exactly.
Or two.
Well, one maybe as a spare. So five.
The Five of Us.
Yeah, exactly.
The Five of Us.
The Five of Us. I didn't even put that together. I'm sure.
So maybe the idea has more merit than I had given it credit for.
Absolutely. So yeah, you know, not an original idea, but I felt like, you know, put the right elements together, you got yourself a Friends or a Seinfeld, or hey, even who knows, a Everybody Loves Raymond.
May we all be so lucky.
Exactly.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by this. We get it. You're busy straining cashew water through a cheesecloth. You don't have time to read and share every important social and political article that fits your brand. And yet, you need your followers to know that you take social activism as seriously as that baby moon in Nashville last month. Introducing this. This is the revolutionary new app that cuts out the middleman or woman when it comes to posting and sharing the latest news. You. That's right. Sign up and answer just a few simple questions as to the social and political persona you want to portray to your followers, and voila! You'll wake up every morning with top stories specially curated for you to post, so you don't have to read them in the first place. You can even select how many articles you want to post per week. One, two times a day for our especially woke participants. As you post, use the special drop-down menu to select from a series of already crafted headings, like an important read, worth your time, I'm not one to usually post stuff, but ... and of course, this, period. And the best part? Join the elite membership, and this will go through your online history and sprinkle it with backdated articles to show that you've always been interested in the appearance of social activism. Not just since November 9th. Use offer code WHATBUBBLE for 10% off your first 6 months of elite membership. And for an extra $10 a month, this will automatically sign every petition you get and delete it from your inbox. This,
making the resistance fit more smoothly into your crazy busy schedule. Did you also feel like on some level that you wanted to give $50 to show your friend, hey, I have $50 to throw away?
You're not wrong. Being a code proofreader is not a fulfilling job. It's not the kind of job that gets me on the cover of People or USA Today or what have you. But and I know that that's something that that Jeff very much values. You know, he's in the arts. He likes that. And so I thought, you know, if I send him $50, which is the maximum amount for merely a thank you email, so it sort of shows how little I care about the $50 because all I'm getting is a thank you email.
Exactly.
I thought if I sent that $50, he would see, you know, maybe I'm not famous, but I'm doing better than you. And I sort of wanted him to know that. Again, this was not conscious at the time, but now that you're asking me these questions,
no,
I think you're onto something.
Absolutely. So now this web series, it's where are they in production?
I believe they're in they're location scouting. I say I believe because I've sort of tried to keep my distance. I felt very hurt by the lack of the thank you email, and I sort of tried to cut them out of my life. The truth is I can't help but sort of keep tabs on where they are. They're trying to find various, you know, according to Instagram, they're trying to find, you know, the place where the coffee shop will be and the apartment. That, I don't know why they can't just use their own, but...
Yeah. Right. Okay, so Jeff is a college friend. And remind me where you went to school?
So I went to a school... I'm always a little embarrassed to say it because no one has heard of it. I went to Tampa Bay University.
Oh, TBU.
TBU. Yeah. Oh, have you heard of it?
No, I just said what the letters are.
Got it. Yeah.
That's great, though.
Yeah. Our rivals call us Tuberculosis U just to mess with us, which I think is rude.
That must have been terribly unfunny 100 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. How insensitive. But we didn't exist. We actually, my first year was 2 years after the university was founded.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's new.
It's very new.
And did you enjoy your time there?
I did. It's a very, you know, it's a competitive place academically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not a lot of people realize that, but it has a great stripping and architecture are our two great biggest sort of exports student-wise.
Well, they need to strip somewhere.
Right. Yeah. You can't do it outdoors. I mean, you can, but who would want to? It's cold.
Although in Florida, you could probably have more outdoor stripping than most other places.
That's true. And there is. So, yeah.
Indoor, outdoor, maybe decks or...
Architecture can be outdoors, too. You know, you can make tents or...
Of course. How small-minded of me.
Exactly.
What a good reminder.
No problem.
The depth and breadth of modern architecture.
Depth and breadth.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So your college classmate, Jeff, he asks you through Kickstarter to donate.
Yeah.
Do you think if he had asked you to lunch and asked you directly, do you think you would have been willing to donate?
Yes and no. I mean, on the one hand, you know, yes, because it's less confrontational, you know, it's less in your face. It's not like walking up to you and saying, give me $50. So I feel less pressured to do it and maybe more amenable to doing it. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, when you ask 100 people to give you money, it's very easy to feel a lack of responsibility to do so because you're only one of 100 people. So maybe it's a better idea to just, you know, hold me at gunpoint. Not actually. But
God forbid.
Exactly. One day.
No.
Well, I'm just saying I don't want it to happen, but it might happen one day.
It could, but it hopefully won't.
Hopefully. Not again.
When you donated to Kickstarter, did it say Mr. Chris Ross has donated $50? Were other people, did you feel, were you compelled to donate because you could see, oh, my classmate Samantha and oh, Tiffany and oh, Ron, they all donated.
Right.
I can't be the only one who doesn't.
I think what initially it was I think I didn't even put my name. I wanted to be an anonymous donor. I wanted him to know that it was me. And so I put in my email. So that,
sure.
You know, I sort of wanted him to feel like I was doing it purely for him, not to get my name on a list, you know. And so I made it anonymous. In retrospect, that sort of haunts me because I want everyone to know that I did donate and that I didn't get the email. You know, it sort of brings to light how unjust the response was. Yeah.
But it also shows in the way that you donated that you wanted him to know that, one, you have... extra income.
Yeah.
Two, you don't need the fame and the fortune. I mean, you have the fortune.
I have the fortune.
You don't need the fame.
No, I do not.
The Kickstarter generated fame.
And if I'm being completely honest, I think I resented his ability to pursue his dreams. You know, like I said, code proofreading is not my dream. It's some people's dream, but it's not mine.
Now, did your friend ask you to spread the word about his Kickstarter campaign through other social media platforms?
He did, and I did. I don't have a lot of followers on Twitter, but I did tweet the link and even said, you know, donate to my buddy's project with the link.
That's lovely.
Yeah, big deal for me.
Now, have you checked in with anyone else? Do you know anyone else who's donated? Could you check and see if they got a thank you email?
I can, and... I think I was afraid to hear the answer. You know, I was afraid that the answer would be yes. And so to avoid the pain, I didn't. But I wanted to.
Now, and when you when you had dinner with Jeff, how did you leave it? Have you gotten an email since?
No. Oh, no. I don't think I'll ever see him again, to be honest. It did not end well. Things were said. You know, to be honest, I don't know that I... should have ever been friends with Jeff. I think he maybe wasn't the person I thought he was. And I think this Kickstarter really brought that out, you know. It brings out the worst in people.
Sunlight is the greatest disinfectant.
There it is.
Which I guess kind of has nothing to do with what we're talking
about. No, it's unrelated, but it's also true, you know.
Do you ever watch the television show Shark Tank?
Oh, I love Shark Tank.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. Why do you ask?
That's all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, I was asking, just kidding.
Yeah.
Chris, I was asking because when I watch it and they say, we're asking 5% equity in our company and we're asking for $175,000, I never know what that amount totals. I'm not good at math and I don't choose to figure it out. Do you know what it is?
No, Shark Tank is a great example of a show where I understand basically none of what's going on, but I'm obsessed with everything that's going on.
Absolutely. Support for this podcast is brought to you by Mom, what's my password again? Ever heard of a little issue called cybersecurity? It seems like everywhere we look, we're reminded that our data is unsafe and our personal humiliation and financial ruin is just one hack away. The best way to protect against such dangers? Really long and complicated and varied passwords. But who has the time, energy, or actual brain capacity to remember them all? No one. Except maybe your mom. That's where the app Mom, What's My Password Again? Comes in. Download Mom, What's My Password Again? And never worry about remembering your password again. Got a new Zipcar account? Can't remember the new password you made because they have that thing where they say it's weak and then you add 15 numbers and capitalize random letters and tell yourself you'll just magically remember it? You never do, and you won't have to anymore. Just log on to Mom, What's My Password Again? Using your fingerprint, and our app will tell you. While it won't be your actual mom, the answers will sound just like her. Popular audio clip options include, fine, don't do it, what do I know? Insert password here. And, oh, now you call me back. It's insert password here. Use offer code EMERGINGADULTHOOD for 25% off your first month. Mom, What's My Password Again? The app. The only thing more powerful than the dark web might just be a mother's love. Do you feel like the website Indiegogo gets less attention than it deserves?
It gets less attention, for sure. I think it gets the amount it deserves.
Hmm. Now finish this analogy. Hmm. Kickstarter is to SoulCycle as Indiegogo is to
Bari.
Meaning like the bar class?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the E is silent.
I'm pretty sure it's Bari. It's either Bari or Barry, but it's definitely an E.
Well, it shouldn't be either because the word is French and it's not Bari in French.
Well,
but I'll leave that up to the skinny girls who do that.
Sure.
Good thing their calves are so exercised. All right, well, $37 a class later.
Okay, easy does it.
Now, obviously this has been an upsetting situation for you. Why did you agree to speak to us about it?
I just wanted people out there who have lost friends over Kickstarter, lost spouses over Kickstarter, God forbid, lost children over Kickstarter. Oh. I just wanted people out there to know that they're not alone, mm-hmm. and that, you know, there's a network of people out there, a network not online that is there for them, you know?
That's wonderful. That's beautifully put.
Mm. Thank you.
Do you anticipate that you would donate again to a friend's Kickstarter campaign?
Unfortunately, I think I will. Yeah.
Great. Now, not to get too personal, but are you currently in a monogamous relationship?
Oof, that is personal. I'm not. I was recently broken up with.
I'm so sorry.
No, absolutely. That's not your fault. That I know of, at least.
Happened?
You know, we wanted different things. I'm at the office a long time, and she wanted someone who would be around more, and
maybe an actor who's unemployed.
Yeah, honestly, you know, and what I was going to say was, I think maybe this Kickstarter was a way to reconnect with someone in a moment of my life when I was feeling pretty alone and pretty sad. And
how long ago was this?
This was 2 years ago, so it's been a while.
Sure.
I'm still not over it.
Now let's just say hypothetically, let's say when the right next, you know, lady does come along, or gentleman.
Lady.
Lady, sorry.
Yeah. Or gentleman.
Oh.
No, a lady, but, you know, I guess I was trying to say that I like that you said or gentleman.
Oh, sure. But for you personally.
Personally, at this point.
So when the next, you know, person to fill your heart comes along, let's just say hypothetically they asked you to participate in a Kickstarter of their own. How would you feel? And at what point in the relationship would you have to get to feel safe?
Yeah.
To trust that you could do that?
It would take a while. You know, because of this experience, it would take me some time. I would hope that I could be maybe an admin on the Kickstarter page itself, so that I wouldn't feel the responsibility to donate, to sort of, you know, pardon my French, but to poop where I eat, you know. I would hope that it could be a co-managed page.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I hope that we could have. And then, you know, next step is baby, you know, after that.
Right. Well, if you can have a Kickstarter together.
You can pretty much do anything.
If the world could have its own Kickstarter.
Yeah.
What do you think it would be?
I would hope it would be to raise money for world peace, but my heart tells me it's to watch cat videos, to sort of finance your fantasy cat videos and watch them.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. This was great. It's great.
It's been informative.
Yeah.
Couldn't have had a better guest.
Okay. Well, easy does it.
And you're single.
I am single.
I'm married. Well,
you're married. Great. I'm so overwhelmed right now.
Thank you. Since recording this podcast, Chris Ross has assured me that he's still single and hoping not to get mugged again. Find him online at chrisross.tbu.edu/alumni. I'm your host, Emily Amy Lauren Becca. Thanks for listening. And as always, for supporting support for this podcast.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suf's has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suf'smusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.